Trials and tribulations occurs for individuals in every generation who are determined to live a godly life in Christ Jesus. It is through many trials and tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. Acts 14:22 from the word of the Lord within, tribulation, trial by fire. Tribulations and hardships are the trial of your faith by fire, which is painful suffering. Acts 14:22, strengthening the souls of the disciples and warning and exhorting them to stand firm in the faith, saying that it is through many trials and tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. Tribulation is pain and suffering, which destroys sin and works patience. Obtaining purity on earth through crucifixion of the selfish, human nature is not easy, but purity on earth is far less painful than purification in hell, and the reward for obtaining the kingdom while on earth is to be a king and priest to God with eternal peace, continual joy, and pleasures forevermore. The pain of a wound cleanses away evil, so do stripes purge the inward parts, including the heart of man. Pro 20:30. God chastens and scourges every son he accepts, Hebrews 12:6. He who has suffered in the flesh is finished with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God, 1 Pet 4:1-2 from the word of the Lord within. In the time of the enemy, there are difficult things to endure, despise not the cross. Any of you whose sting to bear has been hard, use these facts. All have suffered before you, sin is excoriated, God will remove the burden in time, and the same is experienced by every cleanliness desired heart in the nations. Therefore, for the several cases, we wish you well when you suffer. Take no offense, do not be offended at anything. Through patient endurance do you possess your souls. Our aim is to bear all, you must learn to bear the pain. Either pain in this life or the next. Don't ever complain. Stand fast in the faith. Be firm, not petulant. Never give up, no matter how good it feels looking back. Take no thought of yourself. It is blind to give up knowing the will of God. Don't even think about giving up. Away from me, you don't want to run. Let patience have its perfect work. Remain faithful to the promises. Doubt not, faint not, forget not. Accept everything, take offense at nothing, just sit and wait. We deliver. Not only is pain used to rid sin from a man on earth, pain is also used to rid a person of sin in hell. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matt 13:42-50. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matt 22:13-24, 51-25, 30, and those who have loathed my law, while they yet had liberty, and when as yet the opportunity of repentance was open to them, understood not, but despised it. The same must learn it after death by pain. 4 Esdras 11:12 from the word of the Lord within, hell is a lot of pain with unexpected love, a lot of pain to be made fit for reconstruction. They feel the full effects of the pain they caused, and afterwards relieved. In hell, all criticisms of anyone or actions causing pain to anyone are replayed with you feeling the emotional and or physical pain that you caused those to feel. Afterwards you are relieved, so the pain is not permanent. In this way you learn to hate the mistakes you made when on earth, resolving to never repeat those behaviors again. And as you learn to hate evil, you are drawn to goodness, which is being drawn to God. Thus, we learn from all our mistakes made while on earth. In the end, he heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. PSA 147:3, you either make your peace with God here, through the cross and suffering and tribulations, or you make your peace with God through the horrible suffering in hell. As man continues to live in sin, he fills up his cup with his sins. And when he dies still sinning, he must drink that cup, hell, without the love of God helping him. God leaves him to suffer without his help and comfort, which is available to a man on the earth through God's conviction, man's repentance, and God then removing the sin from his heart by grace. In hell, man gets the desires of his heart in obsession. He replays every wrong action in his life over and over until he sickens of them, and until his desire is burned out, one desire at a time. This is the torturous, painful experience of fire and brimstone. God is a consuming fire and he burns those desires away when man becomes so desperate he would do anything rather than continue that desire. Then will they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early and diligently, but they shall not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would accept none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own desires. For the turning away, from my counsel of the ignorant shall slay them, and the careless ease of fools will destroy them. Pro 1:28-32, however, all is well that ends well, for all will be reconciled to God. The few who are crucified, purified, and perfected while on earth with great reward, and the many who are purified in hell. And, having made peace through the blood of his cross, to reconcile by him Jesus, all things to himself the Father. By him Jesus, I say, whether they are things on earth or things in heaven. Call 1:20. Therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. 1 Tim 4:10. See the webpage, Is There Hope for All Men and Women? For further detail. Acts 14:21-23 in context, James 1:2-4, 12 to my brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. It is through many trials and tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. Acts 14:22, many are the trials of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. PSA 34:19, he shall deliver you in 6 troubles, yes, in 7 no evil shall touch you. Job 5:19-3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works steadfast endurance. When God delivers you from a trial, it strengthens your steadfast endurance, your faith, and hope of your coming eternal salvation. 4. But let steadfast endurance have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. One note. If you lack nothing, then you have everything possible, including fellowship with Christ and the Father, raised to heaven, sitting with Christ in the kingdom, in union with Christ and God, free from even the desire to sin, pure, holy, permanently perfected, protected from ever sinning again. All while still alive on earth, as Paul wrote the perfect man does. Until we all come to the unity of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. F4:13. If you are a perfect man and possess the fullness of Christ, you have everything possible. 12. Blessed is the man who endures trials, because when he is proven genuine, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Your faith is tested. Is it strong enough to last through sufferings, or do you become offended and cease seeking God as your first priority? Matthew 13:20-21, and he who received the seed into stony places, the same is he who hears the word spoken by the Spirit, and quickly with joy receives it. There is no joy in hearing someone read the Bible, but when you hear the Lord speak to you, you have great joy. Yet has he no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution rises because of the word, he is eventually offended. Tribulation, suffering, and persecution occur because a person endures in obeying the word, which is the spoken words they hear, spoken by the Lord to them, as they wait, watch, and listen. Every believer who takes up the inward cross of self-denial and endures for a while will experience trials and tribulations with suffering and persecution. Some will be offended, causing them to give up their enduring. They cease their first priority of obedient following and seeking of God to fall back into the ways of the world. Matthew 13:19-22, in context, notice, Jesus is saying, tribulation occurs because of having heard and obeyed the words, which are words spoken by God, he voice from heaven. 2 Thessalonians 1:4-5:4, so that we ourselves speak proudly of you to the churches of God, because your steadfast endurance and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. 5. Which is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you suffer. 2 Thessalonians 1:3-5, in context, Matthew 24:21-29, 34:21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. 34. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Matthew 24:20-34, in context, notice, Jesus is saying that the great tribulation will have occurred for some before the generation of 2,000 years ago had passed. See the 6 scripture references to prove that tribulation and the second appearance of Christ has occurred for some in all generations, beginning 2,000 years ago. Those who are determined to live a godly life and take up the cross to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness as the first priority in their life will encounter suffering and tribulations, which results in the removal of sin from their hearts. Tribulations occur to those who persistently and patiently wait on God to hear him and then obey him. With endurance, a believer on earth experiences the return of Christ, entering the kingdom and receiving salvation, the three of which occur simultaneously. Revelation 1, 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, in the kingdom, and patient endurance in Jesus Christ, was on the isle called Patmos, because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. John was in the kingdom, had been through the tribulation, and had endured suffering with patience, long-suffering. If any man wants to serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will also be. John 12:26. Your sight and consciousness are in heaven, but you are still on the earth serving the Lord. From the word of the Lord within, you can live in heaven and still walk the earth. I will come again to the elect. I will be a crown to lead and guide them. As George Fox ministered on the earth, he was translated to paradise, and then he lived in paradise. Revelation 1:8-10 in context, Mark 13:19-24-30:19, for in those days will be tribulation, such as there has not been from the beginning of the creation, which God created to this time, neither will there ever be. 24, but in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. 25, and the stars of heaven will fall, and the powers that are in heaven will be shaken. 26, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. 27, and he will send his angels, and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. 28, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is still tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. 29, so also, when you see these things happening, know that it is near, even at the doors. 30, truly I say to you, that this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Mark 13:12-30, in context, notice, Jesus is saying that the great tribulation will have occurred, for some, before the generation of 2,000 years ago had passed. See the six scripture references to prove that tribulation and the second appearance of Christ has occurred for some in all generations, beginning 2,000 years ago. John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16:32-33, in context, notice, Jesus is saying that tribulation would occur to his disciples then. Romans 2:9, affliction and distress upon every soul of man who does evil sins, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. Every man who continues to sin will have fury, indignation, wrath, distress, and affliction from God. Every man includes those who believe in Jesus. Every man will be judged by their deeds, verse 6 above, be they evil or good. Jesus is not your free pass out of hell. Wake up, you who would name yourselves Christians. You have been totally lied to by vicious wolves in sheep's clothing, whom Jesus and Paul both warned us about. Indignation and wrath are the fury of God that comes on sinners, especially sinners who think Jesus is their excuse for continuing to sin. From the word of the Lord within, there are two things I hate, pride and an excuse for failure. Everyone is expecting Jesus to be their excuse. They are a stubborn people, their hearts have waxed cold. They think to be saved by making a noise about being saved. You are the slaves of whom you choose to obey. Romans 2:6-10 in context, Romans 5:3-4, and not only that, but we glory in tribulation as also, knowing that tribulation produces steadfastness. Paul is speaking to mature believers, those who have experienced tribulations, to know the increase of steadfastness in their faith. Spirit-imposed tribulation and suffering are part of the cross, and the only way you will ever be rid of sin. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, 1 Pet 4:12. Therefore, since Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same mind, because he who has suffered in the flesh is finished with sin, 1 Pet 4:1. And steadfastness, proven faith, and proven faith, joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation, Romans 8:35, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Romans 8:34-36, in context, Job 5, 19 He shall deliver you in 6 troubles. Yes, in 7 no evil shall touch you. To enter the kingdom, every man must go through 7 troubles, or 7 trials, which is great tribulation. The 7th is the trial of perfection, the final trial before the revealing of Jesus Christ and his resurrection with you. The 7 troubles correspond to the 7 vials in the book of Revelation. George Fox refers to this scripture as absolute fact in the following extract from letter 367. And the Lord has promised to deliver his people in the 6 troubles. Yes, in the 7th, the perfection of troubles. And therefore do not think time long, and your sufferings long, for the Lord will lay no more upon you but what you are able to bear. Yes, upon his faithful people. When you are tried, you may come forth more precious than gold that is tried in the fire. For a just man falls 7 times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into injury. Pro 24:16 The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in an earthen furnace, purified 7 times. PSA 12:6 Then I will walk contrary to you also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you 7 times for your sins. Lev 26:28 He shall deliver you in 6 troubles. Yes, in 7 no evil shall touch you. Job 5:19 For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and scourges every son whom he accepts. Endure your trials, God deals with you as with sons, for what son is there whom the father does not chasten? But if you are without chastisement, correction, and discipline, of which all must share, then are you illegitimate and not sons. Heb 12:6-8, Job 5:18-20, in context, 1 Peter 1:5-7, 9-5 who are kept by the power of God through faith to salvation ready to be revealed. In the last time, this verse is strong proof that the instant salvation of today's Christianity is false. You are kept by the power of God to reach the day of salvation, providing you stay on the inward cross of self-denial in the narrow way. 6. In that greatly rejoice, though it is necessary to suffer a few griefs now through various trials, to receive salvation, and the kingdom you first must suffer through tribulations and hardships. Indeed, all who are determined to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. 2 Tim 3:12. The same sufferings are being experienced by all your brothers in the world. 1 Pet 5:9. Salvation comes after suffering. 7. So that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tried with fire, might result in praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Your faith is tested. Is it strong enough to last through suffering, or do you become offended and cease seeking God as your first priority? Tried with fire is to be hit by the fiery darts of the wicked one, F6:16. From the word of the Lord within, tribulation, trial by fire. 9. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 3. Salvation comes after suffering. In fact, there are 7 trials every son must endure before salvation and being accepted as a son. 1 Peter 4:1-2, 12:1 Therefore, since Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same mind, because he who has suffered in the flesh is finished with sin, from the word of the Lord within. Any of you whose sting to bear has been hard, use these facts. 1. All have suffered before you. 2. Sin is excoriated. 3. God will remove the burden in time. And 4. The same is experienced by every cleanliness-desired heart in the nations. 2. So that you should not live the rest of your time in the flesh in the lusts of men, but live to the will of God. 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. Before purification and salvation, your faith must be tested in several trials, in which you must grievously suffer in order to be purified of sin. Salvation comes after suffering in various trials. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and scourges every son whom he accepts. If you are without chastisement, correction, and discipline, of which all true sons of God must share, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Heb 12:6-8. From the word of the Lord within, tribulation, trial by fire. Salvation comes after suffering. In fact, there are 7 trials every son must endure before salvation and being accepted as a son. Luke 8:13 Those on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. And although they believe for a while, in time of testing with affliction and persecution, they fall away. Every believer who takes up the inward cross of self-denial will eventually undergo trials of their faith with affliction and persecution, tribulations. As the great early Quaker, Isaac Pennington wrote, "The way is long, the travel hard, the enemies and difficulties many. Some will be offended and fall away, back into the world." Hebrews 12:6-8, "For the Lord disciplines the one whom he loves and scourges every son whom he accepts. Endure your trials, God deals with you as with sons, for what son is there whom the Father does not chasten? But if you are without chastisement, correction, and discipline, of which all true sons of God must share, then you are illegitimate and not sons." Hebrews 12:11-12, "For truly for a short time they chastened us according to their best judgment, but God chastens, corrects, and disciplines us for our benefit, to enjoy a share in his holiness. Now all discipline trials seems painful for the present, not joyful, but later recompenses the peaceable fruit of peace and righteousness to those tried by it. As many as I love, I chastise, reprove, discipline. Be zealous therefore and repent." Rev 3:19. Romans 12:12, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing always in prayer." Romans 12:11-13, in context, 2 Corinthians 1:4, "Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted of God." 2 Corinthians 1:3-5, in context, 2 Corinthians 7:4, "Great is my boldness of speech toward you, great is my glorying on your behalf. I am filled with comfort, I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation." 2 Corinthians 7:3-5, in context, Ephesians 3:13, "Therefore I desire that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." Ephesians 3:12-14, in context, 1 Thessalonians 3, for verily when we were with you, we told you that we would suffer tribulation, even as it has now happened, as you know. 1 Thessalonians 3:3-5, in context, Revelation 2:9, "I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Though they are relatively rich in spirit, they mourn for more." Christians are inward Jews with circumcised hearts, those who claim to be Christians, but who have not had their hearts circumcised by the Spirit, speak blasphemy, calling themselves Christians. Notice again, Jesus is referencing their works, which are works of loving obedience to the commands you hear spoken from God in your heart. Revelation 2:8-10, in context, Revelation 2:10, "Fear none of those things which you will suffer. Behold, the devil will cast some of you into prison, so that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Revelation 2:9-11, in context, Revelation 2:22, "Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds." Revelation 2:21-23, in context, notice, Jesus is talking about a great tribulation to be inflicted upon a person 2,000 years ago. Revelation 7:14, "And I said unto him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are those who came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." 2 Revelation 7:13-15, in context, this website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God in his kingdom.